先让我谢谢大家让我在这个周末可以跟大家在一起。
I have really enjoyed being the eighth choice.
我非常高兴呢，是成为你们讲员的第八个选择。
No, just kidding.
I shouldn't tell you.
Yeah, you shouldn't have because I'm going to wear you out over it. So, no. It's been an absolute honor to be here and to obviously be here with my dad and with family. And Dr. Bob, what an honor to have been around you this weekend. Thank you.
非常感谢跟我的家人在一起，跟我们同工在一起，也跟 Bob 教授在一起。
I have a lot of respect for the men and women who carry the gospel. In fact, my pastor calls them angels.
我对那些传福音的人，就是我们的弟兄姊妹，我有非常崇高的这样的一种的敬意。我的牧师称这些传福音的人是天使。
And so whenever I get a chance, I want to take an opportunity to honor those who are leading us and guiding us.And I want to say a special thank you to Pastor and Pastor. Thank you guys for all that you're doing in your churches.
所以他在任何一个时候，他都想来特别的来来尊荣这些神的仆人们。
Now, in the spirit of experiencing God and the idea of experiencing God, I just want to share just briefly a couple of stories with you.
对于这个经历神的这个题目和这样的一种的氛围，我想跟大家分享几个故事。
To give a little context, if you will, I want to talk a little bit about what we're up against in terms of a battle.
我主要是给大家这样的一种的氛围，一种的认识，在这样的一个经历神的里面是有属灵征战的。
I'm just recently coming off a 5-day prayer and fasting week where we begin to believe for a breakthrough.
我最近我自己和我的同工们有五天的禁食祷告，我们认为这一段时间的禁食祷告可以给我们带来一种属灵的突破。
And so if it's okay with you, I'm going to share with you some personal insight that I believe the Lord has given me to get a breakthrough.
所以呢，我想请大家允许我来分享我自己的一些的心得体会，是神教我如何的来进行一种属灵的突破。
Now, in order for us to have breakthrough, we have to first identify what we're up against, right?
如果我们要来有一些的突破，我们一定要来识别哪一些事情是我们所面对的这些的挑战和这些的瓶颈，甚至这些的征战。
How many would you agree that you are up against some difficult times? Maybe at home, maybe in your life. I know last night we prayed for everyone here, and there was something that you are needing to overcome.
那我们都必须承认，我们都承认，我们如果要突破，我们都在面对某种的张力、压力和某种的困境。昨天晚上我们有很多的祷告，为很多人祷告，都表明了我们总有某一个领域，我们是要来征战的。
Yeah,
是不是这样
？Okay, good, good, good. I thought it was only me.
我以为就是我一个人。
Only one who has something to overcome. I think it's important for us to first identify what a stronghold is in our life, and I want to do that by giving you a small definition.
我用一个很小的一个简短的一个定义来看我们自己里面甚至有某种的这种营垒或者某种的东西是要除掉的。
A stronghold is any idea or ideals that are in conflict with what God has already said.
什么叫做营垒呢？这个营垒就是我们里面的某种的想法或者某种所崇尚的东西是跟神的真理是完全不吻合的。
I hope to explain this morning that oftentimes our greatest battle is right here.
我告诉大家，我们最厉害的、最大的征战是在我们的心思意念里面。
And that in our pursuit to make this subject to the king, we find out that it is difficult to train, which we learned this weekend, right? To discipline our walk with the Lord. And all of it starts right here between our head, our eyes, our ears.
所以我们如果是要使我们的心思意念成为顺服神的这样一个门徒的意念， 我们都知道我们是需要有某种的培训，需要有某种的操练，需要有某种的追求。
So if you have your Bibles, we're going to read this one scripture. It's from 2 Corinthians 10.
大家打开圣经，哥林多后书。
And we're going to read 3 through 5.
哥林多后书第十章，第三节到第五节。
And so I'll read it real quick and then you can just follow up. Is that okay? All right. We are human, but we do not wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ.
哥林多后书第十章第三节到第五节，因为我们虽然在血气中行事，却不凭着血气征战。我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒，将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。并且我已经预备好了，等你们十分顺服的时候，要责罚那一切不顺服的人。
What Paul is describing here is a battle not in the flesh, but as it is in knocking down, it says, the strongholds of reasoning. It's the thought of men that needs to change.
那这里是讲到保罗说，我们征战的兵器不是在血气里面，也不是在血气里面行事，乃是人的理性上的这些的征战。他们的那些的思想。
Now, strongholds in the natural are these big fortress-like buildings or fortress-type surroundings or I don't even know how to say this buildings. They're fortresses.
那在这些坚固的营垒，就像我们所知道的历史上的这些城堡。这些的这些的这些的营垒，这些的这些的营垒。
So if you can imagine with me a stronghold in the way of these big huge buildings is a place for the enemy to find rest in so that it can strategize on how to attack.
所以在这些城堡的里面，碉堡的里面是可以来布置，可以来策划，来打这样的仗。
These strongholds are made out of these giant blocks, giant blocks that are stacked up to create the wall.
来建造成的这些的碉堡。
And if you can imagine with me that in the spirit or in the natural, what we're looking at in these big blocks actually is the thought life of all of us individually. It's the blocks that build up the stronghold.
所以你可以想象，在你我的心里面。有各种各样的碉堡，这种碉堡是用巨大的石块所建造成来的，这样的一些的营垒。
So what happens is the enemy, what he does is he inhabits the broken thoughts that are inconsistent to what God has said.
所以在魔鬼的计谋是怎么样呢？魔鬼的计谋就是让我们的一些破碎的思想、零碎的思想，并且不符合神的心意的思想，来躲藏在这些坚固的营垒的里面。
Let me explain.I was talking to the youth the other night, and what I realized is that many times our young people, the stronghold they're up against is the feeling that they're not worthy enough.
那我就的第一天晚上跟我们的年轻人，这些来跟他们的分享。那我知道在年轻人的里面，他们里面很重要的一种的这一种的思想营垒是说他们是不配的，他们是别人看不起的人。
That they're not smart enough,
他们不是够聪明，不是好像更值得别人尊敬他们。
That they weren't born in the right family.
他们也可能不是出生在这应该出生的那个家庭。
They begin to believe things about themselves that are contradictory to what God has already said about them.
他们所相信的这些事情是个与神的真理所不相容的。
Can anybody relate?
我们有没有这样的人可以来有这样的经历？
There were times in my life where I actually believed things about myself that were just not true at all.
有的时候在我自己年轻的时候，我相信的很多的东西根本就不是真实的。
It wasn't until I realized what the enemy was trying to do was to set up a stronghold in my life.
我后来就意识到，这是魔鬼在我的心里面建造这样的营垒，来攻破我。
It was from that position that the enemy could kill, steal, and destroy everything in my life and anything that came around my life.
所以是在我的心思意念里面，当魔鬼建造了这样营垒的时候，他就要来盗窃，他就要来谋杀，他就要来残害，把所有神给我的这些的丰富，这些的资源都要夺走。
He was causing me to think less about what God had already said about me.
这魔鬼让我来认识我的自己，好像是一个非常不配的，好像是非常一个这样一个在神的心意当中不是神所看的我的那个人。
We cannot afford to entertain any thought that contradicts that he has already said about us.
我们每一个人不可能不应该去在这样的意念里面去常常这样去思想，以至于我们是完全成了违背神的思想。
If you've ever been in a place where you said, I don't feel loved, that is a lie of the enemy because the Father says, I loved you from the beginning of time.
如果我们每一个人在某一个时候觉得我没有被爱，我不认为别人爱我，这是一个极大的谎言，因为神说我爱你。
When the enemy comes to say, you don't have enough money to accomplish what's in your heart, God reminds us, I own a cattle on a thousand hills. I own everything that's ever been. I have made everything and it belongs to me. The resources of this world are yours by inheritance as a child.
如果你的思想里面讲到我的钱不够，我没有足够的这些来源来做成我的事情，这是个谎言，因为神说天地都是我的，所有地上的一切都是我的，我是万物的主宰。
Paul was trying to get them to understand this because he started to realize, hey, this thing is not just, hey, Christ come into my life, but it was supposed to also empower him to think differently.
保罗给我们讲的这段圣经是这个意思，是说不单是我们要信主要得救，不单是要成为一个基督徒，而且是我们要思想要转化，成为一个有能力的人，成为一个有积极思想的人。
So I'll use an example. Remember when, and I used this the other night with the youth, but I think it's important to talk about. But do you remember when Jesus feeds the 4,000, then he gets on the boat to cross over the lake, and the disciples begin to argue that they didn't bring any food?
当我们那天晚上举的这个例子，当耶稣为4,000人五千人喂饱了5,000人之后，他就坐了船要到对岸去的时候，而这些门徒们正在争论他们有没有吃的。
Then Jesus says to the disciples, he says, "Don't be careful not to let the yeast, the little bit of yeast, get into your life." So that your thinking changes. So he's trying to warn them. Don't let your way of thinking in the way of the Pharisees and of Herod to get in your mind.
所以当门徒在争论的时候，耶稣就讲了，不要让这样的教，法利赛人的教，来在你们中间来影响你们。那这个意思就是说，一点点的思想，这些不对的思想，到了你们心里会产生巨大的迫害力。
Now watch this. The disciples, when he says yeast, they only think we didn't bring enough bread.
那当耶稣讲到你们不要让法利赛人的教来影响你们的时候，门徒还在想我们的食物不够。
And then all of a sudden they begin to argue, like, I thought you had the bread. I thought you were supposed to bring the food. Why aren't you doing this? What has happened? They begin to argue against one another.
所以门徒在那争论，你为什么不带食物呢？你没有带够啊！我到时候我当时是怎么样的一个情形
？And this is what Jesus says. He says, "Do you not know who's in the boat?"
耶稣就说，你难道不知道我在这个船上吗？
Have your eyes gotten so dim that you've forgotten I fed 5,000? How many baskets were left over?
他难道你不是看到我刚刚喂饱了5,000人吗？你们就忘，现在就忘记了吗？
And then I fed 4,000. How many more baskets were left over?
后来我在那个时候又喂饱了4,000人，难道你们没有看见吗？
The reality is this, is that he was trying to get them to understand that if I'm on the boat, all resource is on the boat.
所以耶稣的意思就是说，如果我在这个船上，所有的资源都在这个船上。
To stop reasoning with your minds how you can get the job done and lean into who's on the boat. Jesus is on the boat.
所以你应该思想是一个正确的思想，你应该是怎么样的完成你的使命，或者来完成你的工作，是依靠那一位掌管万有资源的这个主，他就在这个船上。
He's trying to get us out of that place where we think we have everything we need to make things happen. Can I tell you, we cannot do it on our own.
所以耶稣是让他们知道思想的征战，这样的一种的观念，不要我们自己来思想，不要以来想到我们自己靠自己可以完成。我告诉你们，靠着我们自己是不可能完成的。
The thing that frustrated Jesus with his disciples more than anything else was they weren't getting it along the way. He was modeling something, but it wasn't taking root in their life.
所以在圣经里面，我们看到耶稣一次一次的来，甚至责备门徒们，甚至来好像是觉得非常的来对门徒们来教训他们，是因为门徒们总是没有明白耶稣的意思。
It's not enough to encounter God or to experience God if it doesn't change the way I live my life.
我们如果要经历神，我们永远经历不完。如果我们不在我们的思想上转变，我们没有一次经历神可以给我们带来正确的结果。
We can stay in this room for the next 6 months praying and fasting and asking to experience God, but if it doesn't change my actions,It didn't really change my heart.
我们可以在这样一个退休会里面，我们再有六个月的时间祷告、按手、进食、听道。但是如果我们的思想不改变，我们的行为不改变，我们还是没有真正的经历到神。
Who cares how much we know about him if it doesn't actually change the way we treat one another, and the way we operate at our jobs, and the way we run our families?
谁会关心你有没有经历神？谁会关心你是什么样的一个人？如果你的行为、你的思想不改变的话。
We'd be just like the disciples, arguing about how we or you didn't do what needed to be done. But the reality is this, is that when you accept Jesus Christ into your life,Everything changes if you want to change as well.
当我们来接受耶稣基督的时候，从那一刻开始，我们的生命，我们的思想就应该变化。这个变化是最重要的经历神。
Can I tell you a story from the Old Testament that might help bring this to life?
我来把旧约的里面一个故事来跟大家分享，让这样的一个刚才的一个分享更多的能够让你明白。
Do you guys remember the story of Joshua when he is getting the passing of the baton from Moses to take the children of Israel into the promised land?
我们记不记得约书亚来接受摩西的使命？好像接力棒一样，要把这个犹太人带到迦南地区。
I think this is one of the greatest stories ever in the Bible. I love this story.
这个是在圣经当中我认为最伟大的故事，我非常喜欢这个故事。
And oftentimes we use this story when we're in a transition in life. Like we preach it so that helps us feel good about the next season of life.
特别是我们在一个转型的过程或者一个交接的过程，我们在讲这些的时候，我们自己都感觉到非常的激动。
But right at the beginning of Joshua's story, as he begins to take these children into the promised land, he has an encounter. He has an encounter, an experience with God face to face.
那我们知道约书亚要来带领这个犹太人的子民来进入迦南地的时候，他本身就是迎接有一个巨大的挑战要来面对。
So Joshua has taken the children of Israel, they've crossed over the Jordan, and as they cross over the Jordan into the promised land, they are facedWith what? A stronghold. It's called Jericho.
那他们在要带领犹太人进过那个约旦河，要进到迦南美地的时候，他们遇到的第一个那个营垒就是耶利哥。
Now, if you know anything about the people that lived in Jericho, they were a terrible group of people. They were sacrificing babies. They were worshiping false gods. I mean, it was so vile, and they were so angry. And can I tell you, Joshua was nervous about what he was about to face.
那耶利哥城的那里面的人是用婴孩献祭的，敬拜假神的，是非常邪恶的一个族群。在那个时候，对约书亚来说，他是有心里面充满了惧怕。
Then all of a sudden, Joshua looks up, it says, And he sees a man who's standing before him. And he asks the question, are you for me or against me?
他在那个时候正在思考的时候突然看到一个人这个拦腰站在他的面前他就问他你是拥护我们的还是反对我们的
And so the response from this man says, no. No, neither.
这个人回答就说不我不是的他说不是的是什么意思他一下就惊呆了。
What kind of answer to a question is that no?
这个不是是什么意思这种的回答是没有办法理解的。
But as Joshua stands there and he hears no and he says, well, what will you have of me? And he says, to get on your knees, to take your shoes off and to worship.
那这个人就是说你要脱下你的鞋你要来敬拜神。
Now there's a debate that goes on that says Joshua was facing an angel, but the truth is he was facing the commander of the Lord's army, which we know who we know to be Jesus.
那有不同的争论说约书亚这个时候遇到的是天使，也有人说在这个时候是遇见的耶和华军队的大将军。我们知道他遇见的就是耶稣。
I would challenge you not to think of Jesus within just a 33-year period of time. He has no time limit. He has been from the beginning.
我们需要打开我们的思想，不要以为耶稣就是33年的那一位在地上的历史的人物。对他来说，对耶稣来说是没有时间的限度的。
He's been there from the beginning, and so because of that, he's not bound by time. And so he stands before Joshua today, and he says, "Worship me."
所以耶稣在创世之前就与神同在就与父神同在所以在那个时候他是站在约书亚的面前说你要敬拜我
It is in this actual moment that we know that we are for sure not talking to an angel because an angel would never ask for worship that it would receive it would only worship can be received by the king.
我们知道天使是不会要人来敬拜他的因为真正的在天使的里面他们知道所有的敬拜都是要归向神我们知道当这一个神的这一个元帅来叫人敬拜的时候他一定是万王之方就是耶稣
So let's look at what he tells him to do. He tells him to take his shoes off because he's on holy ground.
所以我们知道这个大元帅说你要把鞋子脱下来因为你所站的地是圣地
Can I tell you, when we are going to encounter Jesus and when we are going to experience Jesus, the thing he's going to ask us to do is to take off the thing that got us here.
所以我们要来经历神的时候我们要知道每一次每一个人要来经历神的时候我们都知道神的命令是要我们把鞋子脱下来把世俗的东西脱下来因为我们所站的地是圣地。
Your agenda, your vision...Your pride and your pressing and your doing pales in comparison when you stand before the King of Kings.
所以我们所有自己的想法，甚至自己的理想，甚至自己的这一个意愿，都是在这个时候都是与神的那一个圣洁、那一个呼召是有距离的，相违背的。
What I've come to realize in all my striving.I have made myself more tired and vulnerable for the enemy to wreak havoc on my mind.
所以哪怕是我非常的繁忙我把自己忙得不亦乐乎以至于我疲倦让魔鬼能够来夺取我的思想这个本身就是一个征战。
And what Jesus is trying to model with Joshua is that it's going to have to require you to stop striving and to trust and to worship me.
所以那个大元帅就是耶稣叫耶稣亚脱下自己的鞋来就是把自己的那些努力自己的那些追求自己那些的奋力来放下要来安息在神的面前。
But this message wasn't just for Joshua, it was for all of God's children.
我们知道这一个信息不是仅仅给约书亚的而是给所有神的子民的。
And so God tells him the way he's going to defeat the stronghold in his life.
所以在那个时候神的使者就告诉约书亚是如何的来攻破约书亚的城墙。
He says it's real simple. You're not going to say a word. You're just going to march around the city.
所以他告诉约书亚说你不要发声不要说一句话你就是围绕约书亚城你来敬拜。
Could there be a worse strategy for war?
我们知道所有对战争有些认识的人这是不是一个最糟糕的战略战术
I'm going to ask you to just go up and walk around the building, and I hope nobody dies today. Like, that's the advice.
这个给你的这个建议就是说，你围着那个碉堡转，然后呢，希望今天没有一个人死亡。
But Jesus lays out the plan. He says, you're going to walk around, and you're going to do that every day. And on the last day, 7 times, and on that day, the walls will fall.
所以这个耶稣告诉他的这个战略，这个是围绕城转。当他转了7天之后，城自己会倒塌。
And so Joshua goes to the people and says, I have a plan.
所以约书亚就到了他的军中，就跟他的这个这个剧部队就讲，我有一个策略和计划。
He says, we're going to walk around the city.
所以我们围着那个城转。
Seriously.
你讲的是真的吗？
That's the plan. We're going to walk around the city.
我们就是围着城转吗？
And he says, yes, but let me explain.
他说是的，让我解释一下。
I'm going to put the presence of God in the center of the walk.
我把神的同在带到这一个这一个行军当中。
So in the exact placement, we would put the Ark of the Covenant in the middle, soldiers and all of us on either side of it, and we'll walk around and declare, not declaring a thing, but just trusting that God will do what he said he'll do.
我们把神的约柜，就是神的同在，放在我们军队的这个中间，两头都是士兵，我们来围绕城转的时候，我们来信靠神。
It was very important that they say nothing, don't do anything, because God said be silent.Until I give you the call to say shout.
所以他告诉他士兵不要发声，不要讲一句话，直到神让我们发声的时候，我们就呼喊。
I can imagine that reluctantly, everyone's just kind of saying, okay, whatever. But how many know it would be very difficult not to give an opinion in that moment?
我想在那个时候，他的军队的人可能还是很顺服的时候，那就随你吧。但是我想在那个时候，没有一个人没有自己的想法。
How many times has God asked us to do things and all we want is to have our opinion?
我想神每一次让我们给我们一个旨意的时候，我们每一个人都想要发表自己的意思。
There's no wrong in questioning, but there is wrong in not being obedient to what he's asked you to do.
我们没有一个人表达自己的看法是错误的，我们表达自己看法不是错误的，但是我们顺服神的旨意却是非常重要的。
If he's going to be Lord,then we have to be willing to obey whatever the Lord asks us to do.
如果他是主，那我们应该是有这样的顺服，来顺服这位主给我们的一切的命令。
And so reluctantly, they begin to march around the city.
所以他们不管他情愿不情愿，他们就围着城来转。
I can imagine after the first day, everyone is back at camp saying, I think Joshua has lost his mind.
我想那个军队的人每一天晚上回来的时候，都私底下会讲，我们的这个约书亚肯定是这个发疯了。
Pastor, believe this or not, there are times that people in your congregation have seen you make risk and say things, and they go home and say, "I think he's lost his mind."
我想我们当中的牧师们也有这样的情形。教会的弟兄怎么回去私底下讲，我们这个传道人可能今天真是发疯了。
But I mean,
that's 简直
for you for sure. Too much vision, right? Sometimes they think you've gone crazy, but
太多使命，太多意向了。
But it's not for us to understand.
但是呢，可能不是我们能够理解的。
Not all the time.
不是所有的时间我们都能够理解的。
I find it interesting that when you read this in Joshua 5, when Joshua is telling the people, after he's heard from Jesus and he's telling the people, Joshua fails to mention one thing.
那当约书亚听到主的这个命令，他向他的军中来宣布的时候，他有一件事情没告诉他们。
He failed to mention how they were going to win the city.
他没有告诉他们，他们怎么样来赢得这个城市。
See, Jesus tells Joshua the walls will fall, but when Joshua tells the people, he says, "Don't say anything and wait till I give you the command to shout."
耶稣告诉他们，耶稣告诉约书亚是说这个城墙会倒塌，但是约书亚并没把这个事情告诉他的军队，他只是说等我来告诉你们的时候，你们再发声。
Don't you find it interesting that they did this not knowing exactly how their victory will come?
所以你可以看到这些军队的人，他们不知道这个得胜是怎么样发生的。
I would encourage you as a church, there are going to be times where your leaders are hearing something that the Lord's put in their heart. And just because you don't understand it, doesn't mean you should rise up against it. Trust it and trust the Lord in the leadership with you, asking the Lord to give you wisdom as you walk that out.
所以我们在我们自己的教会的里面，我们也会发生这样的事情。我们教会的领袖或者我们的同工在神面前里有一个领受，但是我们也是可以来提出一些的问题，但是我们要来一起来同心相信信靠神。
That principle is not just for the church, but that's also in your walk with the Lord. There are going to be things God asks you to do, maybe ask you to give up, and you're going to wonder why he's asking me to give those things up or to go out and to share my faith with somebody. But can I tell you, he's going to meet you with victory.
那在不单是我们教会的生活和侍奉的里面，在我们个人的追求里面，神有的时候也会让你有做一件事情，给你一个命令，但是你也不明白，但是你必须来信靠神来往前走。
You know, for the life of me, I couldn't figure out why Joshua would leave out that important detail.
那我实在是不能明白为什么约书亚把这样一个重要的一个细节不向他的军队来报告。
But then I began to put myself in the story, and I realized, had I known the way the walls were going to fall down, my eyes and my attention would have been on how he was going to deliver me and not in the obedience of doing what he asked me to do.
我把我自己放在约书亚的这一个位置上，我想如果我真的是知道这个墙是怎么倒塌的时候，我的整个的注意力可能不会注意在神的身上，而会去注意那个墙。
So I imagine that day on the seventh day when they got all the way around the seventh time, and then he says, now's the time to shout. And I believe I can just imagine everyone shouting to the top of their lungs.
那到了围着城墙转了七天之后，那这个这个约书亚就说你可以来呼喊，所以我想每个人都是歇斯底里的呼喊。
But can you imagine they're shouting, but they don't know what for?
所以我想他们每一个人都在大声的呼喊，但是他们不知道喊什么。
It's like hundreds of thousands of crazy people around the city, just screaming.
所以呢，我想在城里面的人说，这些人是发疯了，围着这个城在喊起来了。
I find myself sometimes, oftentimes in following the Lord, that I find myself standing around screaming, trying to figure out, God, is this what I'm supposed to do? What? And it looks crazy, but God is in it.
所以有的时候我也发现我自己在侍奉当中，追求神的当中，发现我也像那个绕城的那个军队一样，到了一个地步，我也在开始喊，我也不知道我喊什么，我也在神面前来问很多的问题。
I guess my next thought would be this, is if they shouted loud and not knowing the outcome,How much louder did they shout when they saw the first brick fall?
This is really deep. I don't know how to translate. Say it again. Well,
So not knowing the outcome, and they were willing to shout. You want to do that first?
他就说不知道他叫了以后有什么结果。
My question would be, how much louder did they shout when they saw the first brick fall?
所以你既然不知道你叫的结果是什么，当你叫的时候发现有一块砖掉下来的时候，你会怎么样叫呢？
Oftentimes we're looking for the outcome. How is God going to fix this? And he's saying, if you'll just be obedient and shout, I'm going to give you something even greater to shout about when I start doing the work.
所以很多的时候，我们如果是要知道神是如何解决的时候，所以我们的注意力就不会来顺服神给我们的命令。当我们顺服神的命令来呼喊的时候，神就会给我们看到更大的事情。
This morning, I simply stopped by. I get one more shot. I'm going home to see my family this afternoon.
那今天是我在这里来跟大家最后的一次的分享。完了以后，我就回家看我的家人。
I just wanted to do one thing, and I wanted to brag on Jesus.
今天我是要在这里来分享耶稣。
I wanted to encourage you that God knows exactly where you are today.
我要鼓励大家知道，神知道你们每一个人今天的在哪一个光景的里面。
That your problem
你的问题
your issue,
你的想法
your finances,
你的财务
your capability for more wisdom,
你的能力去得到更多的智慧
your calendar,
你的日期安排
your schedule,
你的行程
your lost family members,
你的家庭的这个丧失的人
your sickness and your health,
你的疾病你的健康
those things matter to him,
这些的事情神非常的看重
And he sees right where you're at.
他知道你每一个人的光景。
I know that in your heart, you're desperate for an answer.
也可能我们当中的有人就是非常极度的需要知道他的答案。
You're desperate for a God experience.
我们也可能非常的盼望要来经历神。
But I want to challenge you that this is not a destination, but a journey.
但是希望在这个时候鼓励大家知道在这个时候我们来经历神不是来经历他的结局而是一个开始一个旅程。
If you spend all of your effort striving to an end goal, then you miss out on all the things God has brought along your way.
如果我们紧紧地抓住好像我们得到的那个结果那我们就不会真正顺服神给我们在这个过程当中的这些的操练和带领。
Part of the growing is the challenge of passing test.
对我们来说很痛苦的就是非常难的就是我们要来经过试炼要来完成神在我们身上的这些的试炼。
The greatest test in the followers of Christ is right here.
我们最大的试炼就在我们心思的试炼。
It's not letting the enemy win the battle of your mind.
不让魔鬼仇敌来在我们的思想当中得胜。
It's not allowing him to set up strongholds of false teaching.
不要让魔鬼在我们的心思里面来建造那些营垒来给我们传递错误的信息。
Because it's from that point that he can bring confusion, not just to you, but to every single person around you.
如果你让他在你心里面建造营垒你就会发现他不断地把那种的混乱带到你的里面不断带到你里面借着你会带到你周围的人当中。
He has a divine strategy for your life.
我们从神的观点他有一个非常伟大的计划在你生命当中。
That strategy is Jesus.
这一个计划这一个策略就是耶稣基督做你的主。
There is no problem that he can't solve.
没有一个问题神不能解决的。
There is no hurt he can't fix.
没有一个痛苦是他不能来来医治的。
There's no sickness he can't heal.
没有一个疾病是不能他不能释放的。
There's no man lost so lost that he can't be found by Jesus.
没有任何一个人是如此的沦丧了神不能拯救他。
I think oftentimes we think we're the ones who find Jesus, but Jesus has been looking for you for a long time.
我们有的时候发现觉得是我们一直在寻找主但是你没有意识到神早就一直在等候来寻找你。
We know that because he says, if you'll just turn around and take one step, I'll meet you the rest of the way.
很多的时候我们发现神就对我们说你转过来只要走一步我就在你的面前拥抱你。
So the promise is, no matter how far you are, how many of you, maybe a young person, maybe you don't even believe in Jesus, and he says this, no matter how far you run from me, the second you decide that I'm the best answer, I'll be there, just like that.
所以无论你是有多么的离他远无论你是多么的好像在逃跑但是这一位上帝说只要你在那个时候你做一个决定我就在你的面前来拥抱你。
When you're laying in your bed and you're crying out for more of him, can I tell you, he will not disappoint because if you're looking for him, you will definitely find him.
即便你躺在床上你在痛哭的时候即便在这样的时候那神都会来亲近你都会来拥抱你。
Oftentimes we read our Bibles and we look through the Bibles like, where are you, Jesus? Where are you? I'm trying to find you. I'm trying to find you.
有的时候我们在查经的时候读经的时候我们就想找到那个经文就是神要给我的主啊你到底在哪里。
But can I tell you, Jesus is laced into every single word from beginning to end. He was there. He has no time. He was not bound by time.He saw the very beginning and he sees the end. And if he sees the beginning and he sees the end, then he must see where I'm at today.
那在整个的圣经的里面在创世之前在末世的时候耶稣都在那里。所以既然他都在所有的这个历史的当中他知道你的每一个人的情形。
The privilege we get is to carry this gospel.
那我们的这样一个荣幸一个使命就是我们来承接这个福音。
I don't believe that I will ever get to the place where I'll be exactly like God.
我不相信我这个人会到一个地步我是跟神是一模一样的相像。
But I do believe this, I'm in a pursuit to carry the character and the nature of him so long as I live.
我只相信只要我活着我就不断地追求在我的本性上在我的品格上我要来像他。
He has given me one opportunity, and that is this very hour that I'm standing right here.
给我一个机会就是我今天活在这个世界当中。
I'm not promised tomorrow.
我不为明天做保证。
I'm not promised 6 months from now.
我不保证我的将来。
The question is, Scott, will you be obedient and will you express the love of God?
所以我的问题就是说，作为我，我是不是在对神忠心顺服？我是不是来表达我对神的爱
？In the moment that I've given you.
来。在那些我给你的时机的里面，你愿不愿意这样做
？I talked to a young man last night.
昨天晚上我跟一个年轻人在谈。
He was telling me how they got to see Reinhard Bonnke.
他看到这个最伟大的这个传福音的这个德国福音布道奖。
We were talking about how awesome of a ministry to bring millions of people to salvation.
我们谈到怎么样的来。非常的这个感恩看到这样一个这样一个布道家把成千上万的人带到神的面前。
How many can feel a little intimidated by Reinhard Bonnke?
我们这个是不是听到这个人我们都会有点紧张。
But can I tell you, can I tell you something, the same thing I told him?
不永刚。
Is that it's about obedience.
是对神的一个顺服。
And Reinhard Bonnke will stand before the Lord and he'll answer for the obedience and I believe he'll be found well.
那我相信布永康在神的面前他要回答神的问题是说他是不是在神面前是一个顺服的人我相信他的回答是说他尽了他的忠心。
But obedience isn't about influence or numbers.
这一个顺服也是一个有影响力的一个数字。
Because my question and Reinhard Bonnke's question and my young man's question is going to be the same.
因为这个布永康和我和我们昨天谈话的这个年轻人的问题都是一样。
Did you do what I asked you to do?
我们有没有做神要我们做的事情
？There is no level in it. It's only obedience.
没有一个高低贵贱之分，只有一个顺服信靠之分。
I don't believe Reinhard's got a bigger mansion.Than my young man that's sitting back there.
我不相信布永康在天堂有一个豪宅跟我们在我们当中的跟我们不一样。
So long as he continues to be obedient to his God.
只要我们是在神面前是一个忠心的人。
Level ground.
所以在一个我们都在一个同一个平行的平面。
It's the cross.
这个就是这个十字架的。
Come on, would you bow your heads with me?
我们一起有点祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this message.
天父，我们感谢你，为着今天我们在你面前一同的思想和分享。
We thank you that it challenges us to the core of our being.
我们感谢你给我们这样的挑战，到我们自身的我们的这个人的这个自身的之处。
Now, God, as we have brought ourselves to this camp to experience you.
我们都来到这个营会，我们愿意来经历你。
Holy Spirit, I pray right now that you would begin to move in and out of the lives of the people in this room.
亲爱的圣灵，我在这里向你祷告，祈求你在我们每个人的生命当中、生活当中自由的运行，来塑造我们。
There are people in this room who have not yet made you their Lord.
我们当中有一些的朋友还没有来认识你、相信你、接受你。
And the message is that you love them so much that you gave your life for them.
所以我们今天的分享这个信息就是神爱你。
There are others in here who are struggling with their faith.
那我们也有在我们当中可能有这样的弟兄或者姊妹在我们的信仰当中挣扎。
But you remind us that you, your son Jesus, is perfect theology.
那你在对他们每一个人来说这样一句话，就是神自己是最好的神学，是最好的理论，是最好的认识。
that you've come to strengthen us that we can be the best expression of you on the earth.
因为你来坚固我们，所以我们的生命就会成为一个美妙的这样的一个对神的赞美和表达。
And God, there are others that are struggling physically in their bodies.
我们在我们当中也有在身体健康上有挣扎的。
To the point that it's causing them to put more attention on the hurt than it is on the one who can heal the hurt.
甚至这样的身体健康疾病是让他们更多的来注意他们自己的痛苦。
The message is you bore stripes on your back for their healing.
所以你给他们的信息就是你所受的鞭伤要给他们带来医治。
This morning we honor you, Jesus.
今天早上我们在这里聚会我们来尊荣你。
We lay our lives down before you today.
我们愿意把我们的生命放在你的面前。
Like Joshua, when he saw you, the instruction was, take your shoes off, you're on holy ground. God, we believe we're in a holy place today.
就像约书亚一样来到你的面前要把自己的鞋属世的鞋脱下因为我们站的地是圣地我们今天每个人站的地都是圣地
As we stand before you face to face
今天我们站在你面前与你面对面
Would you take your sovereignty, your divine finger and just point in the area of our life that needs to be adjusted
求主你用你自己圣灵的恩典你来指示我们生命当中生活当中我们心灵里面要被你来制作，要被你来更新，要被你来改变的。
Would you, Lord, allow us to have a strategy against the attack of the enemy?
求主你来给我们一个战争的征战的策略，来如何的得胜，来如何的来抵挡仇敌魔鬼。
For every loose thought that we have about ourselves,
对那些我们零散的、不正确的、那些糊涂的。对我们自己的认识的思想
Any idea that contradicts who you are
或者那些我们的追从那些的崇尚是跟你的真理相违背的
And what you believe about your children
甚至是与你对我们作为你所爱的人的这些的思想的不同
Would you take an attack against the strongholds of our life
求主你自己来征战你自己来攻破这些营垒
And help us to trust you when you bring it to our hearts.
帮助我们在心里面来依靠你，来信靠你。
With every head bowed and every eye closed.
我们在这里一起静默，我们在这里来低头祷告的时候。
If you're here today and you say, you know, Scott, I haven't made him the supreme Lord of Lords of my life, and I want to do that today. If that's you, would you lift up your hand?
如果我们当中有这样的朋友你还没有成为基督徒你还没有信主你还没有遇见你的上帝你说斯卡特牧师我愿意今天来做一个表示我要来接受这位主求就请你把手举起来
That at some point in this weekend as you've heard about how to study and how to seek God and how to get before him you've been challenged and said I need that relationship with a God
在这个营会里面你听到这么多信息你也做了不少的努力但是你今天要在这里说我愿意来跟神有这样一个神圣的关系
If that's you, please slip up your hand
如果是你就请你举起手来
Yes, I see that hand I see that hand
看到了
I see that hand
也看到了
Maybe you're here tonight or today and you say I'm in a mental battle I've let the enemyGive me thoughts that are contradictory to what God is saying about me.
那也许你是这样一位在这个营会当中你借着读经借着祷告借着听信息你知道你心思里面意念里面是有跟神的思想意念相违背的。
If that's you, slip up your hand, we want to pray for you as well.
但是你愿意来征战得胜如果是你你也请你举起手来我们来为你祷告。
Yes.Now, Heavenly Father, I thank you that you've moved on our hearts today. Now, God, I ask this, that you would give us the courage and the grace to stand up for who you are, God.
天父，我们在这里来感谢你，为着你在这个营会里面给我们的这个信息，我们愿意在这里来向你祷告，愿意我们来站起来，能够在你的面前来依靠你，来靠你得胜。
If you responded to any of those, I want to ask you to stand right where you're at.
如果你愿意接受这样的祷告，愿意成为这样的人，那我也请你站起来。
You know, the beauty about Jesus is that he doesn't need a man to do any of the ministry. He can do it on his own. You just have to have the open heart and just to let him do it.
我们知道神做他的事不需要任何的人。我们需要做的是在神面前把自己的心敞开。
And so right now, we're going to put that in practice right now. We're just going to, right where we're at, we're going to begin to ask the Lord, what are those areas in our life? And then I want you to declare that he is the king over those areas.
不管你在什么样的光景里面，你知道神让你在你的生命、生活、心里面要解决的、要攻破的那个营垒，你在这个时候来邀请神进入你的生命、你的思想、你的心灵，让他来征战得胜。
Right now, we're just going to pray Holy Spirit to move in and out of every one of the lives that are here.Right now, just begin to move. And those who didn't need prayer, I want you to be able to pray right now. Just pray the Holy Spirit would move on their hearts even right now.
你自由地进入他们每个人的心灵，你来征战得胜，你来帮助他们，来除去那些不适合你所不喜悦的思想。
For those who stood to respond to salvation, we want to say this prayer, and I would like for everyone in unison to say this prayer with me.
对那些还没有接受福音，今天愿意来接受福音，接受耶稣做你个人的救主，请你来跟着我们一起祷告，我们也请其他的弟兄姊妹也一起来跟着祷告。
Thank you, Lord, that you love me first.
感谢主，你先爱了我。
That you gave your son Jesus to die on a cross for my sins.
你差派耶稣死在十字架上，为了我的死成了赎罪祭。
I ask you to forgive me.
我求你来赦免我。
And to come into my heart.
进到我的内心。
And to reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
来治理，做万王之王，做万主之主，做我的主。
It's that simple. It's that easy.
就是这么容易，就是这么简单。
Jesus can come in and change your life that simple.
耶稣可以进到你的内心，你的生命，来改变你。
God, I pray over the seeds that were sown, God, today. I pray over those who have made a commitment to you, that they will continue to grow. They would surround themselves with the right atmosphere and the people. God, I pray that you would open up their hearts of understanding today, God, to see clearly who you are. We bless you today. God, for those who are here that are responding to the battle of the mind, we come against every attack of the enemy. We come against every false thought, every negative thought. Anything that would rise itself up against you and be contradictory to your word. God, we know this. You're the King of Kings and you're the Lord of Lords. There is no time frame around you. You're the beginning and the end. And so, God, you know the beginning, the end to every problem in this room today. And so we serve warning to the enemy that your days are numbered. You know the end already. You know how it's going to end, and your battle is for naught. God, we just come against every attack, anything that would draw us away from believing and understanding that you are to be glorified. You are to be the king. You are to be the most supreme being in our lives. And God, we give you that back, that authority back in our lives. Now position us from this day forward not to let any enemy build a stronghold in our minds again. No thought will be contradictory to what you say. We are blessed. We are loved. We are gifted. You have given us wisdom. You have made us smart. But it's for the glory of the kingdom of God. And we thank you for it today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for letting me speak to you this morning.
Thank you.